For your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is David Rogney, who was a missionary and had some amazing experiences when he was in the mission field. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about your experiences and when you were there in the mission field? And of course, David has a book. What's the title of the book again?
It's called Miracles in the Jungle.
Miracles in the Jungle. And we actually carry the book. We think it's an inspiring story and not very long, but it certainly gives you a feeling of what it's like to live in the jungle. So why don't you tell the story?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. I appreciate that. God called myself and my wife to missions when we were in our teen years. Even before actually just starting to impress upon our heart the importance of obeying the Lord in everything and stepping out in faith. You know, when the Lord prompts our hearts that we need to obey Him. And we ended up going overseas together. My wife had actually been a missionary to a nation in Africa before I met her. And then when we got married, I prayed and fasted for 3 days. And the Lord showed me very clearly that He wanted me to go to the nation of Papua New Guinea. And so we went there with the intention of taking the gospel to tribes who are locked away in the jungle, who don't have any way of hearing the gospel unless somebody goes and actually learns their language and gives them the gospel. And so this this book is just like part one of probably four books. I've started writing the other ones and have not finished them yet, but it's just a short view of some of the things you have to do. For instance, like learn the language. There's some really comical things that happen when you start learning a tribal language and you try to use that language. And sometimes some pretty funny things happen or little mistakes that you make. And so there's parts in the book that are humorous and fun and really, you know, exciting. And then there's other parts of the book that talk about some of the dangers of being a missionary overseas. And I think that's an important thing for all of us, especially in this day and age, to realize that we as Christians, if we have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and have been filled with His Holy Spirit, the days that we're living in are absolutely going to be essential that we walk with the Lord and that we follow His leading and His prompting.
Well, I agree with you there totally, because I think that we're living in very, very dangerous times. And how do you learn a language, a native language? Do you learn it? Are there books, or do you have to just go live with the people? Is there somebody who can help you learn the language?
Yeah. Now, in our case, we had gone through some special training with New Tribes Mission, And we went through both training that helps you learn culture and kind of analyze culture, so you can kind of think of anthropology a little bit on that. And then we also went through a linguistics course. Basically, yeah, you live with the people. You try to get somebody that can be your friend, that can spend time with you every day. And we paid somebody a little bit of money every single day to come and spend time teaching us the language. We'd be able to ask questions. We'd be able to record their voice and practice saying certain phrases over and over again. And it's in language school, they kind of talk about a sticky ball. You know, if you can think of a snowball, you start with this little core, and we'll call that a little core of knowledge. And as you roll that ball along in the snow, it kind of picks up more and more. And that's kind of how language learning is you start with just a few phrases that you can say over and over again that are phrases maybe like, you know, good morning, how are you doing? In English, we would say that. In other countries, they use other phrases kind of like, oh, you're there, huh? Stuff like that. And so I used to have a lot of fun with that. I used to tell kids, you know, I'd pretend like I was saying a common phrase of greeting, but then I would change it just slightly and call them like my grandfather or something like that. Oh, you're there, my grandfather, huh? You know, and then the kids would laugh. They thought it was really funny. And so I started doing that, you know, a lot. Just little things like that that make your time there with the people, as you're learning this language, it can sometimes be a little bit hard on them, but if you make it fun, then it's fun for everybody, and they learn to look forward to you coming, and they're going to, you know, see what you're going to say. So
how
we had a lot of fun with that. We kind of tried to capture some of that in the book.
How do the people in the very primitive tribes feel about foreigners coming in, outsiders coming in, and especially trying to bring some sort of a religion to them? When, of course, they didn't ask you to come, you're there, you're trying to introduce them to God. What is their reaction to that?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, in Papua New Guinea, the people were begging us to come. We left one tribe, and the day we left that tribe, there was three men. There were a delegation that had come from, I believe, 3 days away. Okay, so these men had spent 2 nights, from my understanding, in the jungle coming to us. So a long ways away, and they came, and they were begging us, please, we have not heard God's talk yet. Please come to our tribe. Please. They were pleading with us. They were crying. They were rolling around in the mud on the ground, begging us, please don't leave. Please do not leave. Come over to our place. We'll build you a house. We'll make you gardens. Please come and tell us God's talk. We've never heard. We don't want to go to the place of fire. You know, Dr. Stan, it's interesting, as I talked with different people that live in the jungle but have never, you know, some of these guys have never even seen a white man before. They've had no exposure to the gospel. And I've asked them questions, and I tried to ask them open-ended questions. For instance, there was an older man that I had a conversation with one day, and I just wanted to ask him a really open-ended question. And so I asked this man, his name is Fo, and I tell about this in the book. I said, Fo, what was it like when you were little? I didn't want to ask him, you know, what was it like before, you know, you heard about Jesus Christ. I just wanted to ask him, you know, what was it like when you were little? And I'd asked other men that,
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here on the American Freedom Network.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I understand. You were telling me about this older man you were talking to. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Dr. Stan, we were talking about this this man who had lived very many years, and the tribe that I was in had only had the gospel for approximately 20 years at that time. And this was a tribe of cannibals. They had eaten their last victims back in 1978, and then it was shortly after that that the first missionary came and learned their language and began to work there. But I was asking this man, what was it like when he was little, when he was young, and in his language I actually asked him, before your facial hair grew. So that's what I was asking him, back in your teen years. And he told me, he said, oh, Dave, he said, before, back when we were little, he said, we lived like animals. He said, the pigs, how they will root around in the ground and they're trying to find something to eat, and they don't even know where they're going. They're just rooting around, not even watching where they're going. I said, sure. He said, that's how we were. He said, when we would see an enemy man, we would attack him and kill him and eat him. He said, when we saw fruit in somebody's garden, he said, we would steal that food and we would eat it. And he said, when we would see a woman, we would take her and he said, we lived like animals. He said, we lived in darkness. We lived in fear of the evil spirits. But he said, when Brad came, and Brad was the name of the first missionary, he said, when Brad came, he said, he started learning our language. And he said, when he started telling us the talk of God, he said, it burned inside of our stomachs like fire. And he said, we knew this was really true talk. And he said, when we hung up our trust, our belief, our faith in Sisacite, that's what they call Jesus. He said, when we hung up our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ, he said, our eyes were open and we had the thinkings of a man. He said, look at us now. We're not afraid to go out into the jungle at night. We don't kill and eat each other anymore. We don't live like animals. We have light in our eyes. He says we treat each other differently. He said we have the thinkings of a man. And I think, wow. Tell me, Dr. Stan, is there a need in America today for light in our eyes like we once had?
Amen to that. Well, but certainly you saw really a lot of supernatural things when you were there, both from the good side or the dark side. Would you like to tell some of the stories that of the things that you witnessed?
Yeah, Dr. Sandy, I would tell a story about there was a missionary named Bob that had been working for many years in a tribe, and this tribe was scattered out over a large area. And he and his partner, George, had taken the gospel and planted, churches, established churches, and taught the people how to read and write. He'd created an orthography, letters to assigned to represent the speech sounds, taught them how to read and write. But there was one last village that had never heard the gospel. And by the time they were finally in a place to go to that last village, there was a demonic entity that had kind of taken over that place, and it appeared in the form of a blue cloud. It had even given them a different language, if you can imagine that. And so Bob asked me if I would be willing to come with him and hike in and give the gospel to these guys. Now, when I say hike in, this was a hike that lasted for 3 or 4 days. Okay, this wasn't a little, hike down a well-beaten path, with a, little signs and all this kind of stuff. This was a hike through the jungle that ended up shredding a brand new pair of, I'd come over to New Guinea with this really expensive pair of Nike hiking shoes, the best ones they had, and I bought these things, and I thought these things were going to help me be able to hike in the jungle and all this type of thing. And the soles of those Nikes and the seams of the shoes came apart within 6 hours of the hike. So in the first 6 hours of the hike, you're hiking through the swamp, the lowlands, and these things came apart. And so it was really hard going. But we hiked into this place, and the deal was that this demonic entity had given this last village a different language to speak. Now, of course, they still understood the original mother tongue, but they were using a different language to converse amongst themselves in. And so this demon had told these people, do not allow these white missionaries to come to you. Don't listen to anything they say. Tell them to stay away. And in fact, this demonic entity, I believe, was responsible for many things that were happening that were delaying our journey. And I tell about some of these things in the book. We finally went in there, and over, I think it was 6 weeks, or maybe it was 6 months, I'm sorry, it was 6 months, because I was there about a month, and then I actually went out, hiked out of that place, and went back to my family. I just had little kids at the time. But the rest of those church leaders from that tribe stayed, and I believe it was 6 months later that they were finally able to teach, because they had to teach all the way from Genesis, all the way through the Bible, up to Jesus Christ, because when people have never even heard anything, they don't know what the Bible is, they don't know what Jesus Christ is, they don't know who the one true God is. All they know is that they've been worshiping all these different spirits and trying to appease all these different spirits so that the spirits won't, do damage to them. So when you go down a trail to go hunting, you try to do these fetishes and charms to appease one group of spirits, and then if you're going to go down to the river to wash something, you might have to appease the spirits of the river or something like this. And so when we start preaching the one true God, and that he's the one that in the beginning made the heavens and the earth and the spirits and the creatures that are around us and the food that we eat and all this type of thing, it's amazing that it rings true with them. I've never been any place in Papua New Guinea where the people did not believe ultimately in the one true God that created the heavens and the earth. And it's another interesting thing about that, Dr. Stan. I've talked to so many different people in my travels around the jungles, and one of the things I asked some of these guys that had eaten people and killed people, headhunters and cannibals and whatnot, I'd ask them when they were talking to me about their former life, I said, did you know that was wrong? Did you have any feelings of guilt or anything about eating people? They said, oh yeah, we knew it was wrong. And then I had one man go on to tell me, he says, We knew it was wrong to steal food from other people, and we knew it was wrong to take another man's wife. And then the real shocker, he said, we even knew it was wrong to be intimate with a woman that we were not married to. And I thought, what? So when the Bible says that God has written his law upon their heart, you know what that means? That God has put a knowledge of himself within every single man, so they're without excuse. And Dr. Stan, I believe that that is one of the things that we can safely, as believers in Christ, say, you know what, there is no such thing as an atheist. I've met a lot of people that tell me, well, I'm an atheist. And I always tell them, no, you're not. They look at me like, what? I said, you know that there's a God. The Bible says that God's put a knowledge of himself within every man so that men are without excuse. And in my travels in the jungle, meeting people who have never even heard about God or Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, they know, they have written in their heart a knowledge of who God is and his standard, his commandments. And so in the book, you can read about, I won't spill the beans on that, so I'll save the story, but about what happens with this demon named Deniah. And you can kind of read about that. But yeah, there was a lot of witchcraft, a lot of appeasing these different spirits and stuff like that. And maybe in future books I'll write more on that. But, you know, the most important thing for us, Dr. Stan, is that we know the Word of God and that we abide in Christ. And especially in these days we're coming into where things are changing. You know, America was founded upon the notion that we, all men, are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Nobody can put a lien against these rights that we're endowed with. And if I remember correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, these rights are life, property, and the pursuit of happiness. Is that correct?
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Was it originally property, though?
No, it was originally life, liberty, and property, and they took the property
out
and they substituted the pursuit of happiness. Because the ideas originally came from John Law, who had written extensively about life, liberty, and property, and the original version of the Declaration had that Thomas Jefferson was a disciple of John Locke, and so he wrote life, liberty, and property. But the committee came in and took out property and put in pursuit of happiness. However, in the Constitution, you will never see the words life and liberty without seeing associated with them the word property, because property is the very essence of freedom. That's why we have all the planning commissions to take away our right to our property, and everything is being done today to erode property, because, of course, they would erode both life and liberty as well. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Correct me on that. You know, it's my belief, Dr. Stan, and I could be wrong on this, but it's been my belief that the Lord raised up this great nation for a real specific purpose. You know, God blessed the UK, Britain, for a time. They sent out missionaries. They were about his business. You know, it's very clear in the Bible that Jesus Christ tells us to go and make disciples of all nations. And he says, and lo, I'll be with you even to the end of this age. And we read in 2 Peter 3 how in the last days people are going to be scoffers. Man, they're going to say, where's the promise of his coming? And they're going to be ignorant, the Bible says, of two things, how the earth was created and the flood. And boy, we live in those days. And it's my sincere belief that God has given America and those of us who are believers in Christ an opportunity. In fact, at the end of that, looking for and hastening the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, we get to be about his business. And I believe that he's prolonged, given us these freedoms for the purpose of taking that gospel and evangelizing the world. And I think that as we, as believers, obey him, that he extends those freedoms that we have, and that he blesses our nation. And, you know, you are so right in your book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. We don't battle against flesh and blood. We battle against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And if we will obey God, then He secures our freedoms. He gives us liberty and freedom to do those things that He has assigned for us to do. And when we live for ourselves and we live selfishly and we take the money that He's given us and we just try to buy a bigger house or a better car or something like that, it seems as though we start going backwards and we lose our liberties and we lose those freedoms and the forces of evil start overcoming us. And I believe that this is about the, as far as I can understand, about the darkest time in American history. I know there's been other dark times, but it just seems like we're in a real dark time right now. And I want this book to be used to call the Christian people back to the Lord and start walking with God again. And that's really the purpose. You know, it's not a book to try to inspire everybody to be a missionary, but it's definitely a book that I want to be used to, number one, clarify what it really means to be a believer in Jesus Christ, and number two, how are we going to hear the voice of God, and how do we walk with Him?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with David Rudd right here at the American Freedom Network.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm standing back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, David Rodney. And ladies and gentlemen, it's so difficult for the average American to really realize that there is a supernatural world out there. There really are demonic forces in the world. I mean, we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. We live in a visible, tangible world, but there's an invisible, intangible world out there, a spirit world, and of course it's much more obvious to people in the mission field because the demonic spirits are working there. Here, of course, they, in America, they want us to believe that everything is rational, and all we need is rational people in government, and we can create a utopia, and of course you can see what a mess they're working, making of it. But basically, there are truly people who are demonically possessed working at every level of our government today, working to undermine belief in Christianity, working to undermine simply Christianity. They know exactly what they're doing because they serve the same dark force that you will find working so effectively and controlling the people there in New Guinea. Fortunately, the missionaries have gone in. David was one of them. And they're bringing the word of the Lord. They're becoming more Christianized. And America is becoming un-Christianized. David, do you have a website where people can get in touch with you and your ministry?
At this time, I do not have a website. but I am trying to get one. But for right now, I can give a phone number if somebody wants to call and talk or whatever. They can call my own home number at 509-738-2239.
Then you do have a small church up there where you are at the present time, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm pastoring a church in North Eastern Washington, along the Columbia River, and
beautiful weather, beautiful country up in there. Well,
it really is.
The book is available through my ministry. Once again, what's the title, David?
It's called Miracles in the Jungle.
Miracles in the Jungle.
Yeah.
So, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for David. Our number is, of course, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Well, what were some of the miracles that you actually witnessed then in your time over there in Papua New Guinea?
Well, one of the most important miracles to me was when you step out in faith and you start walking with the Lord. Particularly overseas, I think, but, you know, probably anywhere, you're going to come face to face with, entities that don't want you around. And so, in one particular case, my son had eaten, some malaria medication that I really don't believe there's any way he could have eaten it naturally. It's extremely bitter. It was a big pill, a mefloquine tablet. And he'd already eaten some other, we'd already forced him down to eat his little baby malaria medication that he had. And all of a sudden, I don't know what possessed him to do it, but he just walked into the house and grabbed a malaria tablet that my wife had laid down on the table for me, and somebody had come to the door, and so it distracted me, and my son put that in his mouth, and somehow he chewed it up and swallowed it, which at that time my son had a very queasy stomach, so it was very suspect. You know, there's no way he could have done that. It was such a bitter, huge pill. And so we tried to pump his, you know, we didn't pump his stomach. We tried to get him to throw up, and we couldn't get him to throw up. And we tried to get him to eat some charcoal, and he wouldn't do that, and we had a plane coming in, an emergency medical flight. And on that medical flight, as we were going from the little place in the jungle where we lived up to a place that had a medical facility, the doctor told me that on the way down, he had called America, Center for Drug Disease and Drug Control or something like that. And he said that the malaria medication in that dose would definitely stop my son's heart. And boy, that scared us. And sure enough, on the plane, as we're going, his heart was slowly stopping. And at one point, it stopped altogether. And the son of my, the body of my lifeless son lay there on the floor of that airplane. And the doctor just looked at me, shook his head, and said, "I'm sorry. You know, there's nothing I can do." And his heart had stopped. And so he was dead. And I just got down out of my seat, got down there on the floor next to him, and just looked up toward heaven and said, "Father, you're God, and I am not. And if you choose to take my son at this time, you have every right to. You're good, and I don't doubt anything you do, but please have mercy on me, Dad. You know, please have pity on me and give me the life of my son back." And I had my hands laid down on his chest there. And as soon as I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask this," man, he all of a sudden came right back to life, and he jumped up and he started buzzing around the plane like nothing had happened. And the doctor, man, he was shocked, and he ripped his seatbelt off and he got out of his seat and he's like, "Grab that kid, put him down where I can examine him." And he wanted to examine him. And I, you know, tell that story in there. And then a story about my wife almost dying. She had an ectopic pregnancy, a tubal pregnancy, and she'd lost all blood pressure. She was definitely on the verge of death. And we tell about the miracle that God did to save her. And, you know, there's lots of miracles that have happened. There was times where I had close shaves with death, and I believe that one time I actually died in the ocean, drowned out in the ocean one day, and the Lord resuscitated me. And my son Seth, my youngest son, he'd fallen into a river one day when he was just 2 years old. And we could not find him. You know, we were looking all over. You know, I had a few boys with me from the village, and we're desperately trying to find my son. And all of a sudden, way down river, a young man that was fishing just reaches down into the muddy water and pulls my son's arm out, you know, and pulls him out by the arm. And just miracles like that God did to keep us alive and to preserve us. You know, Dr. Stan, you were talking there right after the break when we first came back, and you know, I think that there's a two-front battle that we need to be fighting as Christians. Number one is, you know, what can we do practically? Well, we need to arm ourselves with knowledge. I mean, that's part of the thing. I mean, we can't know what the battle is if we don't even know what the battle is, you know. That's pretty
hang
simple.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay. Thank you.
Right here at the American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Cindy Girk, an American Family Insurance agency in Fort Collins, reminds listeners, blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe and painless. It only takes a short time. Be a silent hero. Give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of Cindy Girk, an American Family Insurance agency in Fort Collins, reminding listeners, as Americans, it's our responsibility to help safeguard our country and its people.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan back here for our last segment this morning with David Rogney. It was Miracles of the Jungle is his book, but he was a missionary in Papua New Guinea, and he really saw the world, an entirely different vision of the world, a world where, of course, supernatural things do occur, a world of cannibals and violence, and that the effect of Christianity on this world of madness. But David, go ahead. You were talking about the world that we live in today and how we have to really be involved. But pick up and continue that idea.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yeah, I really believe that the Bible teaches that we're in a battle as Christians. We're the children of the light, and it's like you've very clearly pointed out, there's a brotherhood of darkness. And so we're either children of the light or we're children of the darkness. And as children of the light, we need to be about our Father's business. And I think that we've been distracted in a lot of ways. We've believed the lie that it's all about us. And we live in a postmodern worldview, you know, an ideology of relativism. Your truth's true for you and my truth's true for me. And that's just the lie of Satan repackaged. You know, it's just basically saying you can be the God of your own little universe. But that's not true, and that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches us very clearly that in the last days, if you consider what Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, he says, you know, in the last days, people are going to have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. And that's really, I think, what's going on in our churches today. We've lost the vision. We've lost the knowledge of what the true gospel is. You know, we have a lot of lies. We've got, the emergent church and the purpose-driven church. And we've got all these fancy, man-made, almost like a business structure to the church, when in reality, the church is to exist, to edify the body, the believers, and to send out people into this world that are equipped and prepared to do the work of the Lord. And that's to seek and save the lost. It's to make disciples. So we've lost our vision, and we've gotten confused and distracted and these types of things. And so going back to that two-prong, what then shall we do? Well, number one, obviously we have to arm ourselves with knowledge, like I already said, on the practical level. But then on the other level, we have to know the truth. We have to be in the Word. We have to be walking with the Lord. But also, we need to be filling our mind with stuff that's from the Lord, not from the world. You know, so many people spend so much time in front of a TV or a computer or, playing video games, these types of things. And it's kind of like filling up your mind with a lot of stuff that is either wrong or doesn't matter. You know, when the Lord wants us to be full of Him. And I know one of the things that really inspired me when I was young to walk with the Lord was reading missionary stories. Reading missionary stories where people actually obey God and they go out, you know, by faith, and then God provides for them, God heals, He does all these miracles, and you realize, well, why don't I have miracles in my life? I'm a Christian. You know, why hasn't God healed my wife when I asked Him to heal her? You know, these types of things. And there's no magic answer. It's not like, this isn't a book, you know, where you can learn the secret formula. No, come on. This is all about taking those steps to walk with the Lord, walk in obedience to Him, and as we do that, He is going to, as we fill our lives with Him and walk with Him, and He has us and we have Him, we have this relationship as father-child, and when we ask Him, He hears us. And that's really the need of the moment, Dr. Stanton, as I see it, you know, in America, as America gets darker and darker, we need to be children of the light. We need to know who we are in Christ, and we need to know how to walk with Him, and we need to hear the stories of other people. So for the moms who are trying to figure out, what do I do about my kids? You know what? Grab a book, turn off the TV, sit them down in the evening, and start reading them a chapter. These are really little chapters. These are real easy things. They're kind of interesting. They're fun. Some of them have humor in them. But if people can start reading instead of watching TV in the evening, you know, then maybe we would have a generation that would grow up that would be a little bit more apt to be proactive in the practical steps we need to wage the battle that's going on around us.
Well, I agree with you totally. I believe we're involved in this spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And people really don't understand that. They don't understand that there is a conspiracy against Christianity. It involves the people in our courts, in our great tax exam foundations, people of great wealth who serve another God. And until people really understand that everything going on is a spiritual battle, the purpose of our education is to destroy the faith of our children. And they're doing a great job of it. And we are totally incapable of understanding and sending a child to a public school whose purpose is to indoctrinate them in atheism and destroy their belief in the Bible. Really, of course, I think people are going to have to answer to God for what they've done. We are get so wound up in living the good life, we've forgotten what's really important. I think that probably we are going to see some dramatic changes in the way we live in the coming months, certainly the coming years. The America we have known is going to cease to exist, and there's only going to be two outcomes, either the total destruction of this nation or a mass revival. And I pray for revival, and I hope our listeners will do, because, of course, if the people of this country don't turn back to God, then God is going to turn His back on this country. Would you agree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. Dr. Stan, we need revival in this land. And I tell you what, I've been meeting with another pastor in this community, and I've been meeting with people, and we've been saying, Father, please send revival, but begin it with me. Change my heart. Get a hold of my heart. That is, until we recognize, Dr. Stan, our need as Christians for an awakening and a revival, that's the need of the moment.
Well, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much. Appreciate you being with us. Look forward to talking to Ken Gilston.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. God bless you. God bless America.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoy our program this morning with David. My comment that David is one of our supporters up in the state of Washington, and we do have ministers all across America who support Radio Liberty, who support our effort, because they feel exactly the same way I do, and certainly they feel we have an important message, and they're carrying that message to their parishioners. So, I mean, we're not alone. I just wish we had a lot more missionaries, a lot more ministers who are willing to take a stand at this time in history. But we're involved in the spiritual battle for the survival of America, and the Luciferian forces are working at the upper echelons of our government to destroy this nation, to send our jobs overseas. That's what globalism is all about. Agenda 21, to grind down the living standards of the American people, to impoverish our people, so of course we will go along with their agenda, the destruction of Christianity, the one world government, and of course the coming world religion, where of course a new God will be substituted, and that of course is their God, Lucifer. People say that couldn't be really true. Well, let me tell you, it really is. And you study the Gnostic religion, it is the driving force behind everything going on today. And the fact that most people don't understand Gnosticism and they're not learning about it in our churches simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, we do hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you'll get our talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and the syllabus is with us to give you the background so that you can understand the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm, and the ancient plan that is being fulfilled today. George Bush talked about them in his speeches. You heard the speeches. You didn't understand a word he said, and you're not supposed to. It's only for the elect who would be able to interpret the wording that was used in George Bush's first and second inaugural address. But remember, George Bush is a member of Skull and Bones, a member of the Bohemian Grove. And certainly his father was also a member of the Bohemian Grove, a member of the Skull and Bones, a member of the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and director of the CIA, and of course he made sure his son got into office. Doesn't it seem strange to you that we find a father and son out of all the people in the United States? So we had to take two members of the secret Luciferian Skull and Bone Society became the presidents, and that in 2004, the only other person we could find to run on the Democrat Party in opposition to the Republican was also a member of the Skull and Bones, And when Tim Russert had the audacity to ask both men on television, national television, you know, about the secret society they belong to, and both of them had the same answer. It's so secret, we can't discuss it. And then, well, we remember what happened to Tim Russert. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something very real. And we're up against powerful spiritual forces aligned against us. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website. We have all sorts of tape sets on the Illuminati, on the Bilderbergers, on the brother, on the Bohemian Grove, on Skull and Bones Society. And then please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty Art. Our vision protection line number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua.